These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Eggleby. First up, Michael Carrick says technical director Darren Fletcher has proved a great help to him in his stint as caretaker boss. Speaking ahead of Thursday's game against Arsenal, the temporary manager also paid tribute to the club's backroom staff. Carrick stepped up from his role as first team coach after the departure of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer less than a fortnight ago, and the midfielder has overseen an important victory in Spain against Villarreal and a draw against league leaders Chelsea at Stamford Bridge on Sunday. With Ralf Rangnick confirmed as the new interim boss, Carrick is to step back into his old role soon, but remains in charge for Thursday's game as Rangnick waits to complete the work visa process. Asked about Fletcher's role over the last week or so, Carrick said his old teammate, who he used to play with in midfield, has been a key colleague and supported him all the way. Moving on to the team news ahead of the match, and captain Harry Maguire is back available after completing his suspension for being sent off against Watford. He could come back into the side and Carrick may switch to a back three to accommodate him. Luke Shaw continues to be assessed after missing two matches with a head injury, while Raphael Varane and Paul Pogba are still sidelined. There are also questions as to whether Cristiano Ronaldo will be brought back into the side. Finally, looking ahead to January, and it's been reported that Rangnick will be given £100 million to spend in order to strengthen the squad. Despite his work visa issues, the 63-year-old has arrived in England and is said to have been given a tour of Old Trafford and the training ground. He will hopefully be in charge for Sunday's visit of Crystal Palace and is already thought to be planning for the winter window. Reports say that he'll be given £100 million to spend as he looks to add a number of vital bodies as he looks to strengthen the Red Devils' challenge for a top four place and European honours. That's all for now. We'll have more later.